This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, hey, good morning and happy Friday to everybody out there. As, you know, I'm in a really good mood, but I did get a ticket this morning, driving a little fast down here. And you know what? The guy wasn't in a very good mood. So, Woody, I'm driving down this road. What road is that? Northwest 2nd Street? Is that 2nd Avenue? Is that? So I'm going down there. I see the guy. They got their lights on overnight. I get it. Parts of it, it's a rough neighborhood. So I see the guy. I just keep going. Never thought anything of it because they have their lights on. Slow everybody down and, you know. But they do that overnight. I would, too, if I had that shift. I get it. And so I just kept going. So I turn around. I see the lights. I go, man, that guy must be on to somebody. No idea. I mean, it wasn't like I was going 100 miles an hour, just driving. And so now I see the guy's right behind me as I get ready to make the turn. It had to be almost a mile. The guy's behind me with the lights on. So now I'm guessing you're not in a great mood, right? Because I make the turn into here, and I pull off right before I go into our parking lot, our private parking lot here. He gets out. And he's not in a very good mood. He's not in a very good mood. He wanted driver's license and ticket. That's all he wanted to get to. He went 30. He goes 45 and a 30. That's all he said. Grabbed my driver's license, went back. Again, those guys got a tough job. And I get it. He came back and he gave my driver's license with the ticket. And he says, slow down. And he walked away. That's how my Friday started. You got to laugh.
So you were the one, because I got here and our security guard in the parking lot was like, oh, man, did you get caught in the speed trap out there? And so I guess that was you.
Yeah, but like she was.
I think you weren't the only one here that got caught.
No, she called everybody to say, hey, I don't know what you're doing, but looks like it's ticket morning because, you know, there's no traffic. But, hey, listen, I was going too fast, and I'll be honest with you.
45 and a 30, dude, are you kidding?
What do you mean?
Like, that's, I mean, bro, I was driving 95 to work. There's a guy weaving in and out driving 100.
So,
and they pull you over for driving few over. And
so I thought he said 40 and a 35. Then he said 40 and a 30. And I go, okay. And listen, man, he was not having a great morning. And those guys get beat up. And I got to tell you something. I got out and I wasn't mad. I was like, those guys. All I can think of is all they do is get beat up as police officers. I wasn't even mad. I said, you know, I wish the guy could have been having a little better day, but hey, you got that shift.
Yeah, but you must have your ticket lawyer on speed dial.
Why?
You had the issues at the last building with the traffic light thing.
Oh, yeah, I did. That was, yeah, I did. what they call it. That was California Stops.
You yeah.
know, I don't know how California got that name, California
Stops. You kept that
Stops
company in business for rolling a while there.
Yeah, but they wouldn't send me anything until I had seven or eight of them, and then they'd send them all at once. But, hey, that's how it started. We're good. We're moving on.
Texter wants to know if you asked, do you know who I am?
No, hey, listen, I didn't even say my name. I literally...
He didn't care, not a fan of the show or anything like that, even right outside the studio?
I didn't get to anything. I saw his face when he came around, and passenger side of my best friend's ride, trying to holler at me, rolled the window down, he just went business, and there was no... And I know I didn't know, do you know who I am, and, you know, I didn't do any of that. I literally... I screwed up. Anyway, hey, I got to say this.
Screwed up is a strong word.
All right, whatever.
I mean, that's kind of how people drive here.
I want to say this here real quickly. The Tkachuk brothers put on a show last night. You know, there was talk that maybe they're going to try to trade for Brady Tkachuk, except one problem is he's really good and nobody wants to let him go because he's a super talented guy. But last night, Matthew and Brady playing together, each guy had two goals. Matthew Tkachuk had an assist to go with it as they get that win. I know you mentioned it, Woody, against Barkov's team last night, so 6-1. I gotta tell you, this format, did you see how physical the game was? If you watched it last night, because we're so used to these all-star games, you put a guy with his country, and it changes the whole ball game. You're playing for your country. That's a whole different ball game, man. And the Tkachuk brothers were letting it ride last night. There was no teammates. There was no – it was we are out to win. And it was great. That Four Nations face-off thing they have is great. And so anyway, that was going on. Of course, the Heat lose again last night. And, folks, Tyler Herro goes for 40 points. Didn't shoot well from threes, but – ends up 15 of 30. Bam did not play. Hell, that was a game last night of guys that did not play. Kyrie Irving didn't play. They've got a bunch of guys banged up as well, but they get a 118-113 win. You heard Woody just talking about it. 25 and 28 in that ninth spot. Four straight losses. Whew, man, this is going to be interesting when everybody gets back and gets off the stomach flu and everything else that their team's going through to try to put this team together. We got a big show today for you to finish off the week strong. We got opening night for Canes baseball. Always cool, man. They've really built through the years, and I know JD's got to get this thing turned around, and I know there's pressure. You talk about the great history of Canes football. They feel that way about their baseball and what's been done. Two great coaches that kind of get this thing going. And JD's under little heat right now to get this thing going. And UM baseball, and where they've had great success through the years and recently haven't. So JD in year two, he's going to join us this morning. JD Arteaga, and we'll talk to him. A lot of transfers, NIL, the whole thing. We'll get into all that with him. And So they start tonight. They'll open up tonight. And then we got all this football news that, again, the National Football League is just, they're a year-round giver, folks. They really are. So Kellen Moore gets a job, and they go, what are you going to do with Derek Carr? And he goes, I don't know. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, Derek Carr, you remember this? We had these talks with Derek Carr and Ryan Tannehill. It was like yesterday. And I said, man, I thought Derek Carr at that point, I said, man, I'd rather have Derek Carr. And Adam Gase sent me a text right away. He was listening. And he said, no way every day, Ryan Tannehill over Derek Carr. So you know, just to give you an idea. Now, Derek Carr's had some coaches really like him. He is one of the guys, I don't know where you put him. You put him in the middle of the road. He's now 33 years old. He's been with the Raiders most of his career. He's had games where he's looked great, and then he's had games where he just 33 years old. He's had
players seem to like him though, right?
They like him.
They do seem to
says right things.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. Sounds like they might be looking for a quarterback. They may keep him until they get a rookie and see if he can play or not. But Derek Carr is, he just never really, I thought he was going to be better. How about you? I just thought, I looked at his numbers, and numbers are okay. You know, it's kind of looking like Ryan Tannehill's numbers. You look at Ryan Tannehill's numbers overall in his career, and you go, okay, guy had a good career. But, man, there could be another team. This thing with the quarterback position just goes on and on. New coach comes in and goes, Derek Carr, I'm not going to be able to keep my job with Derek Carr. That's what he basically says, right? New coach comes in. He just wins it all. He saw what it's supposed to look like, including his quarterback. He had one of the most athletic quarterbacks in Jalen Hurts in football. And it's got to be hard when you leave and you see what works. And Jalen Hurts works. Been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. And he says, I got Derek Carr. I got to go. I think more and more teams are going to go to this dual threat quarterbacks. I think everybody, I think it slapped us in the face more this year. It used to be Lamar and a couple of guys, right? Lamar Jackson is always, and again this year, hell, he just went for over 900 yards again. But now it's Daniels goes for almost 900 yards. Hurts goes for 630, including all those touchdowns from that push quarterback sneak thing that they do better than anybody. But we had a whole bunch of a quarterback's 400 or 500 yards, like half the league's quarterbacks. It was crazy. Bo Nix had 430 yards. Murray, I don't have to tell everybody about Murray. We got to see that show up close. We were blitzing him off the side. Remember that? He make a little move and take off and run down the sideline. He had almost 600 yards. So you just look. I think as more of these young guys come in, these coaches, and get these jobs, they're going to go – now you still got to be able to throw it from the pocket. Don't get me wrong. That's got to be number one. You can't live on just an athletic quarterback. I hate that. We stereotype that. I hate it. You still have to be able to drop back in the pocket and make throws. But it sure is nice when everybody's covered and you're under pressure because your O-line is – they're going to get beat sometimes, even the good ones – that you got a guy that can get out of the pocket, see a little hole up the middle between a couple of his linemen, something opens up, and they can run for a first down. It is the most demoralizing thing. Defenses will tell you, we blitzed, we played man behind it, the guy gets through, one guy doesn't hit the gap he's supposed to, he gets blocked out of it, quarterback takes off and he runs for 15 yards, 20 yards because the defender's got his back to the quarterback because he's chasing his receiver because he's got him man-to-man. It's just the most demoralizing thing. They did everything right. They got pressure, except he gets outside the pocket. We see it in college. We see it in pros. And I just think now more than ever, more and more teams – and like I said, like Daniels is a great passer. He's not just a runner. He's an accurate throwing dude, man. He made some great throws in the playoffs. I had a lot of people this year go, you know, I didn't really get to watch Daniels till the playoffs. I didn't know he was that good.
Well, look at the two quarterbacks that are going to be taken at the top of the draft. Those are both really athletic guys,
those
right?
Those are athletic guys.
Cam and Sanders, Cam. Those are very athletic quarterbacks, too. They can do both of those things real well.
So I'm not saying every guy's going to be as athletic as Lamar or Daniel.
It is, but it's trending in that way. And, yeah. And I think when you watch the playoffs, and again, especially in the AFC, right? The NFC is whatever. We can't really focus on that. You got to focus on winning the AFC, right? Because that's where you play. Those quarterbacks are all
they
really
can get out.
Mobile. And
they can get out and
they happen
and
to
go.
Be mostly elite at the top of the AFC, and that's where all the good quarterbacks reside. But
I just want to say this to everybody, though, as we start the morning, because we stereotype that athletic quarterbacks. Listen, man, you still have to be able to throw it in the pocket. There's no way you're going to play in this league if you can't throw it inside the pocket. You can't just make a living running around back there. Those guys on defense too good. So, but when you have that extra dimension that all these guys, Lamar's become, I got to tell you, Lamar Jackson to me, his pocket presence, he's gotten really good. I know he's got a good offense line, all that stuff. he's gotten where he is really good in the pocket.
Yeah, except that team can't get over the hump for whatever reason. How about the fact that, look, the team that won the Super Bowl doesn't...
I'm just talking about...
Jalen Hurts is certainly not in the elite quarterback category. I wouldn't put him there.
Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
You keep winning Super Bowls and going to...
I don't know, man. I don't care what, whatever. He wins as many as he wants. I still wouldn't put him in the elite quarterback category. Would you?
Oh, I think he jumps right back up in there, yeah.
I don't know.
He just had
I think he's really good.
Really good passing games, and his ability to run. I mean, he just ran 11 times for his 7-yard average.
I don't know if I throw him in that elite category.
Well, you can put him wherever you want. My point is not to rank him today, but the point is dual threat quarterbacks are more and more. And these young coaches. What do you think, Kellen Moore? What do you think he's going to be looking? He's got Derek Carr. He goes from the guy he just had, Jalen Hurts, and now he's got Derek Carr, who, by the way, is a lot older, and he's like, I'm guessing they're going to draft somebody, right?
Yeah, because the problem is when you start a season with a guy like that, you know you don't. Remember that little topic they were doing on ESPN the other day?
Like which one?
Which teams don't have a chance? If you start a season with that guy as your starting quarterback, you know you don't have a chance because you know there's a ceiling. It's the same thing like with Ryan Tannehill when he was the quarterback here. You knew you had a ceiling for this team, and it certainly wasn't the Super Bowl. And I think you could probably say the same thing now with our guy.
Well,
right? Don't you think you go into a season with Tua as your starting quarterback and you think, well, this guy's probably not getting us to a Super Bowl?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. When you have a Tua, you better have a lot more around him. No.
Yeah, you're right.
Say the same thing in Detroit. Nothing against that guy, but
different, though, man.
Wait a sec.
They're just built differently.
Yeah, the whole team, but that's my point.
Yeah.
Got a really good offensive line.
And I
really good weapons.
I'd take a whole lot away from Jared Goff. The guy's played really well there.
Okay. All right. We'll see how he, didn't play well in the big game.
No, he did not.
All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more.
We didn't get
anything
accomplished there at the quarterback spot with this discussion. So
no, I was just thinking of Kellen Moore coming in, and he's got Derek Carr, and he didn't sign off on him yesterday. He goes, hey, what are you going to do? He goes, oh, I don't know yet. Derek Carr's got to be going, oh, boy, here we go again.
Here's a good text to start the morning. Guy says, Hurts is more elite than Josh Allen. Hollywood, you sound dumb. All right.
By the way, you got to give Jalen Hurts some credit. There's another guy that's really worked on his accuracy. Some of the throws he made, again, in the playoffs. Thought he's really good, man. And he can run. And Woody, you start going. And again, it's a team game, and I get it. But you can't hold it against the quarterback. You cannot hold it against Jalen Hurts that he probably had the best roster in football because he still had to make some throws, and they stopped that run. And he did it. Hey,
real quick, by the way, 561 here says, I may not beat you on the court, but having a good friend place a speed trap right outside your work, priceless. Ron from court 3.
I got the Ron court 3 all day yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, it's so funny. Somebody like Ron court 3. I go, what? Oh, yeah. Ron court 3.
It's going to be nicer to Ron, at least.
Ron Court. I did not see him yesterday, and I played. I did play
yesterday.
Yeah,
he's probably avoiding. He probably doesn't want to go.
It was a knockdown dragout yesterday. I thought it was at Wimbledon yesterday. It was so cool. All right, hey, listen. No, seriously, we got Pete Prisco, CBS, NFL. We're going to talk to Pete. A lot of stuff to get to. He joined us yesterday with Kim Bocamper late in the show. He'll join us coming up in just a moment here. But first, want to take a second this morning, once again, to tell you about something very important. Loctite. Loctite Impact is what I meant. Loctite Impact. And I want to let you know, hurricane season is not here, but you can still protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. South Florida's largest fleet of 5-star rated service professionals. Replace your old roof and windows now with zero down and 100% financing. Get Impact Windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Plus, Loctite Impact's pros will handle all the projects from permit to installation and everything else. As easy as 1, 2, 3 when you deal with Loctite Impact. They are really good and ready to help you. Chev, the CEO over there, wants to let everybody know, man, when you talk about Loctite Impact, whether it's the windows and doors, getting the strongest and making your home as safe as possible for winds and rain and everything else, Boy, the roofing part is just as strong. Great people working. Call now, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-5625. Call them today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
All right, welcome back. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Big weekend, by the way. Big weekend of stuff. Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha's got the big event going up. I think talk Mrs. Rose into going up and having a beer with me. Maybe two. Maybe more and have to get a car to drive me.
Well, you know, so they have good food there, and all of their food is, like, perfectly designed to go with beer. You noticed that?
Yes, I did.
You know, like a pretzel, that stuff they got over there, man. That stuff goes very nicely with their beer.
And Robert Bailey's got a big charity event that he's doing, pickleball tournament, Broward College and Coconut Creek, that I'm going to be hosting tomorrow for a few hours. A big Robert Bailey fan, former Cane.
How's this going to go? I mean, I know you're involved in this event, but I also know your feelings towards the sport.
I suck it up, but I'm not playing.
What if they ask you, like, hey, Joe, you mind coming out, hitting around for a few
minutes?
Don't do it. Okay.
But it's not tennis.
What if you get the itch?
Hey.
What if you spend the day around pickleball?
Can I just say this?
What if you spend the day around pickleball and you get the itch? And you're like, this, you know what?
You know what I got
I was wrong about this. Or are you too proud to admit that you were wrong about pickleball along?
I'm not wrong about anything. I just like tennis.
I understand you like tennis, but you can like
both.
To
sound, you know what?
You feel like it's one or the other. You can like both.
You're starting to sound like a pickleball, like throw it down. There's a group of people that play pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just play it and enjoy it, it's a great sport. I see, you know, it's the hottest sport there is right now. Everybody's playing it. But then you have a handful of ass clowns that just throw it down your throat. Like, oh, we don't play tennis anymore. Oh, that's fine. And I don't play pickleball. But that's, well, I'm not missing out on anything.
Can you do both, though? Or are they supposed to be like enemies, the pickleball, the tennis players? Is this like skiers versus snowboarders? Like,
stop trying to make something out of it. Ira and his wife do both. There's a lot of people, couples that play tennis, and they play pickleball. It's fine.
The couples?
Not into cut. There ain't going to be no couples with me.
Could you imagine?
My wife thinks a little too competitive to
yeah, I'd say.
I don't hit it to her and...
You guys probably wouldn't even, the marriage wouldn't last one match.
Well, it'd be a little quiet driving home.
Do you imagine? She like ruins the match for you. She loses it on match point or something.
I wouldn't say, I'm not that bad.
You're pretty bad.
Will you stop? Jeez.
But so what happens if you go out there?
What? Here you go. What if? What if what?
You hit the ball around a little bit.
Yes.
And a little, you know, and you like, all right, you know what? I was wrong about this. This is better than tennis. I enjoy being around the pickleball people better because they're not as stuck up as the tennis
people. See, there you go.
What if that happens, though?
I'm not talking to you. You're a friggin' – you know what? You're an ass clown. You really are.
I just don't want you to come in on Monday. Well, I do want you to come in on Monday. Just be like, hey, listen, I was wrong.
I'm not.
I know there's some pickleball courts around here. Let's go hit the ball around after work.
I'm going to play tennis on Sunday. If I have time tomorrow morning before – I go to Robert Bailey's event. I may sneak in a little game there. I like playing tennis. It's fine. And by the way, I don't care. It's great. Whatever you want to play, play. This new game, this new paddleball games, it's also really popular. If you're playing that, great. If you're staying active, great. I'm not sitting here to tell everybody they should or shouldn't play. And you sit and rip tennis and the people that play tennis. And, yeah, there's some uptight people that maybe take it a little too serious, but they haven't figured out they're not going to be playing for money yet, but that's fine. Anyway, hey, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. J.D. Arteaga, I want to call him the manager, but you ever notice it's manager in professional baseball. It's head coach in college. So the head coach for the Canes getting ready to start the season up tonight. And so we'll be talking to him, another big class of transfer portal and freshmen coming in and – and of course, comes down to the pitching, man. Got to have pitching, and so we'll talk to JD about all that stuff coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll have that for you. We got a lot of Canes football stuff to get to here as well this morning. They got themselves a brand new defensive back coach. People seem to be pretty fired up about Will Harris, who left the Gators and has come to Miami. And listen, it's no secret. We need better coaching. We need better players. And the players we have, we need to get more out of. And we're finding out it's not just about being able to hang with the receiver. It's about finding the ball when you are close to the receiver. And so that'll be one of the goals. And you can see by the guys that Mario Cristobal has brought in through recruiting and the transfer portal, he's very serious about patching that problem up. And now a new coach as well. Going to be joining the secondary. So we have all that stuff to get you caught up in. We're going to also talk about a few players. You can't, like we talk about in the NFL, you can't just build an NFL team through other teams' good players and just pay them a lot of money. You can't do it. You can't. You want some guys. Yeah, you get the right guys. You want them to come in, but you have to do it through the draft. And I still believe – in college football, you have to be able to develop players through the guys you recruit out of high school. You got to give them enough playing time to keep them around. And year two, you want them to take that big jump and be frontline guys. Because if you're living through the transfer portal where you've got 20 other teams that want the same guy you want, it's like supply and demand. Price just keeps going up, man. Especially true with the quarterback position. Think about that. We paid Cam Ward, who, by the way, was worth every dime. Cam Ward, $1.5 million last year. And we went, holy shoot, how much? Now everybody's going, man, that guy might be the first overall pick. What a great $1.5 million. Now you get a guy coming in, nothing against him, nothing against Carson Beck. There's a good chance Carson Beck doesn't sniff the talent of Cam Ward, who, again, might be the first overall pick.
I think that's pretty fair to say.
Yes.
But you know how this goes, man. Tua said it best, right?
The market is the market.
Yes. So Carson Beck is going to come in here, and now it's double, more than double the price to get Carson Beck, who we're expecting to help us. I just want to say this. At some point, you've got to, especially at that position, develop your own quarterback and get him ready to play.
Do you, though?
Yes, okay. You do. You don't get the budget thing. You for some reason, don't understand there's actually a cap in college football that teams put that they can spend, and there's a cap in the NFL.
What do you mean there's a cap in college football?
Don't have unlimited money. Everybody's got a budget, Woody.
Apparently, you're talking about their budget. Okay, you said there's a cap.
No, there's
really
a budget.
Cap.
There's a budget. You know what I meant. All right.
Okay, but hey, man, let me tell you what.
No. Your points are not very good.
Okay,
today.
You think the SEC's got a cap? Come
yes,
on now.
Yes, I think they do. I think everybody, whether it's $20 million, $25 million, $30 million.
We need to do what Alabama was doing the other day, like no income tax on stuff.
That'd be nice.
We need to get the politicians involved.
No state income tax to start with. Hey, 7 o'clock hour's coming up here. We've got more stuff to get to. Got to develop the most this quarterback thing. You keep going this transfer portal, the amount of money these guys are getting, the top three or four guys, including the guy we got, business is only going to go up at that position, and you're chewing up a lot of your budget for these guys. You have got to develop your own guy. And if it has to be Luke Nickel, let it be Luke Nickel coming in. Let him be Luke Quarter here pretty soon, and then Luke Dollar, and then let's roll. Let's get that going.
I agree with you. I think you're right. But I think it's difficult because guys want to play immediately or they're going to be angry.
They'll wait 1 year. You recruit a guy, he'll wait 1 year. But now
what happens, let's say a hypothetical, right? He waits this year, right? Carson Beck plays
now
the entire season.
Up the thing,
I know, right? I don't care.
No, of course you don't care. You got a bad attitude now. Go ahead.
He plays, backs up Carson Beck all season, right? Some really great big name quarterback comes on the market. You think you can get him? Then what?
At some point,
I'm talking about the following year.
At some point, everybody's having this discussion. You can't have the quarterback chewing up the whole friggin' thing. You would love for Luke Nickel.
You're talking about the budget.
Luke Nickel under your program be your next guy. First of all, it's bad for transfer portal quarterback every year. The one, or we just going to do one and done's forever. That's not going to work. It's not going to work. You need to get a guy in here. How would you like to find out that guy can play?
It worked really well last year.
Yeah, Woody. All right.
I'm just saying, man.
You're missing the whole
I'm
money
just saying
thing.
If the next Cam Ward, if this guy sits for you and the next Cam Ward pops up, what are you going to do? Be like, nah, we got our guy. We're developing him.
This allows you spend a lot of money on other positions, just like we're talking about. I tell you what, the NFL and the college football really have a lot of things in common.
All right, now you can do your
crazy
break
world.
Thing.
All right, hey, let's talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Hey, first of all, I'll break when I want, jerky. Hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic has got a role in ET and low T. If you're going through it and you find yourself no energy, tired all the time, stressed. What other thing? Oh, my God. Not sleeping well at night. Got a ton of things on your mind. It happens. And it happens to guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s. One thing I always tell about guys that laugh when somebody finds out a guy's got low T and ED, first of all, the guy laughing's probably got it. But also, it happens to every guy out there. It's just a matter of when. And when it does, you got Atlantic Men's Clinic. And boy, they do it right. I tell everybody this. Well, I don't know about their what don't you know? They police the whole thing. They test you to make sure your numbers, make sure everything you're doing is the right way to do it to get the best results, keep you safe. That's what they do at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Can't tell you enough great stuff about it. Been on the program almost a year now. Schedule a consultation here on a Friday. Get it all set up. If you're going through it right now, either your sex drive is gone, you're tired all the time, you're gaining weight because you're not as active as you were before. These are all normal things that happen. Bottom line is, they'll give you the T, the PSA test. You'll meet with their professionals. They'll put you on a program. If you decide to do it, you're going to get great results, period. You're going to have great results. I don't care what age you are. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.